Hello and welcome to the Indie Dog. I'm your host, Radha Thomas. Today, I'm going to be talking to Priya Chetty Rajgopal, the most famous champion of street dogs in Bangalore, besides being the number one person for trees, parks, to stop ugly steel flyovers and all sorts of other community activity. Priya has been using her management background to create a kind of seamless, mostly self-governing system for people to look after street dogs. And it's based on their neighborhood, kind of like a neighborhood watch for street dogs, I think. They are called squads. And I am very proud to be a part of the Frasertown Canine Squad. Priya is going to tell us her thought processes. Oh, if you haven't heard of Priya Chetty Rajgopal, you can look her up. A big woof to Priya from the streeties of Bangalore, especially the ones in a canine squad neighborhood, because they felt the love. Let's get straight to it, Priya. What's a squad?
The squad is a local group of animal lovers. I think more specifically dog lovers, since that's where the lore sort of revolves, focused on a particular area.
Okay, and when did they start to get active?
The canine squads really kicked in last June when there was... You know, we were at the height of the lockdown and I was constantly thinking of how virtual we were and what we needed to do.
Yeah, the dogs really had an awful time during lockdown. You already had one group set up in Cubbon Park, right?
Cubbon Park Canines, the Facebook group and the WhatsApp group existed. We had set up the Cunningham Canine Squad as well, which was, you know, across the Vasant Nagar, Palace Road, Cunningham Road broadly. And we were doing a great job there. And slowly... Indranagar had happened, Sadashiv Nagar had happened. We were all kind of trapped in our own homes and the dogs needed to be fed, you know, interaction needed with the government. And one by one, we had about 35 squads set up across the city.
That sounds like it was instant, but I guess it was a process.
And it really started because one or two people were very good in their area. So Whitefield, for example, had Bismi. Alsur was one of the first ones we set up, which it had Yasmin in it. Frasertown squad has done a great job with Radha, with you, in terms of the calendar. You have another squad which has tried to raise funds through an internal sort of a contribution from the squad members. Somebody's had a little puppy show. So all sorts of things happened.
The calendar was just... a little thing that I did, but it was really Sumedha and Anupama and Sakina and Vikash and Rachel and so many other people who pulled it all off and we raised maybe 50,000 rupees. What's wonderful is when a community comes together.
So many wonderful things that have been getting better and better in the last, you know, 10 months or so of the squad. The responsiveness of members makes for very quick action. Escalation by members, whether it is a rescue, adoption, noticing an accident, has been phenomenal. The ability to take a quick decision of what is to be done is another thing. The ability to fundraise, because it's so real. It's in your own community. Some most people have seen the dog, or there's been a problem, or a cat has been electrocuted. You know, the ability to respond with funds or with trying to get the most optimal solution is immediate. If one person is not available, two or three other people can be made available. So rather than scrabble every time saying, okay, who is the police person I need to go to for this? Or who is the corporation person I need to because somebody has jammed the gutter and the dogs are stuck inside. You know, we have access and we can share.
Yeah, it seems like people have got their act together. They're not stepping on each other's toes. And people know what they're good at and what they have to leave for someone else to do. So Priya, a lot of terms people are used to hearing in business seem to be applicable to streeties as well. You want to tell us about the spokes and hubs and being hyper-local?
The spokes are all these squads and the central hub was either the Facebook group, the Cubbon Park Canines, or the central admin group. So if there was something that an Alsur squad member saw in Koramangala, they could just report it and it would be conveyed to Koramangala squad, or it could be highlighted in a... sort of a tag or whatever. So this makes the community very critically hyper-local. If you can handle your own area, you're more effective, more quick, and have far greater ownership, because one really does have limitations in terms of how much you can manage across how many places.
So it's neighborhood by neighborhood, squad by squad, and also dog by dog, because each dog wants to have its own name and dogs are very proud of their names.
We all call dogs by different names. And as you know, in Cubbon Park, for example, we have a Mowgli, we have a Betsy Moo, we have a Mimsy Cubbon Barker, we have Gypsy, we have so many different dogs. We have Imran Hashmi. Now, each dog is called Jimmy, Tommy by various other people. The fact that they have a name, I don't know how much it makes a difference, but I can tell you, I think it makes a huge impact. So suddenly there is an Inky Pinky Ponky. Then Inky, we could not get her neutered in time. So when she had baby, she had an Inkling. Inkling, after a long story, and rather you know the story of Inkling more than anybody else, Inkling is now home with Vinita after her breaking her leg and going to care for a month.
Yeah, it's very nice to have Inkling back in our midst, not just for the humans, but also Inky, her mommy. But this story isn't over yet, Priya. Since you spoke to me, Vinita has been given notice to leave her apartment or get rid of Inkling. That's because she has two dogs and the landlady says you can have just one dog. I kid you not. In fact, she's going to be on this podcast with an amazing story after you and I are done. But right now, because of your squads, there is hope. Sakina has offered to take Inkling into her house until Vinita finds a new home. So tell me, what do you think makes a really good squad so everyone knows?
A squad that is functioning at its best would have very committed people on the squad. Leadership is very fluid. There's one person who takes the lead now, somebody else takes it a little later. People can lean on each other because they are all very keen to make sure that the area is functional. Dogs are taken care of. Everything is happening in a reasonable way, etc. The hyper-local nature of the squads allow a lot of best practices to be shared across. So something that we learn, whether it's how to do a search for a missing dog donation or some quick adoption tips. Primarily, it is the metrics of ABC, which is animal birth control, and ARV, which is anti-rabies vaccinations.
Yeah, this is really why we do a lot of fundraising in our squad, besides, of course, getting injured animals taken care of. So what else do you think is important in a squad?
The self-sufficiency and collaboration of a group, as well as the impact the group has on the community around in creating a positive image of community dogs and pets.
Boy, that's really, really important. I mean, there are many people who don't like animals, and even more people, I think, who particularly hate street dogs. So a person who wants to join a canine squad has to be
reasonably action-oriented. To be able to join a squad. Love for animals, an ability to do something about it, a little bit of information about, you know, what the laws and the rules are, and a very good ability to work with teams, and a high degree of kindness and compassion and very low ego would be my ideal for a squad.
That was Priya Chetty Rajgopal telling us all about the canine squads in Bangalore. The story of Inkling began for me maybe at the end of 2019 one night when we were walking our dogs. This was after 11 p.m, yeah, violating lockdown, but there's usually no one on Milton Street at that time. Importantly, when a dog's got to go, it's got to go. Nothing government can do about things like that. I saw three youngish dogs, a brown, a white, and a mix. So since I'm a member of the squad, I had to report the sudden appearance of dogs from nowhere. I decided to name them Inky, the white one, Pinky, the brown one, and Ponky, the mix. Pretty soon, the squad members saw them here and there on the streets, five of them that make up Cooktown. And we made a decision that we should get them spayed. But that was easier said than done. As Priya mentioned earlier, by the time we got to Inky, she'd already had a litter and only one of them survived. Sakina Beg, another member of the squad, named her Inkling. But while all this was happening within our FCS, the Frasertown Canine Squad, unbeknownst to us, someone else was keeping an eye on these dogs. Meet Claudia Vinita Rabbi, not Jewish, and also just plain Vinita, unless you're a student at Bishop Cotton Girls' School studying English. Hi, Vinita, and welcome to the Indie Dog.
Hello, Radha. This is really such a nice thing that you are doing, and I'm happy to be here.
So, Vinita, although you've just adopted Inkling, you've actually known her for quite a while now, right?
Yes. We were staying on Lewis Road earlier. That was a year back. Same time, December, winter time. It was really cold. And one morning, I heard this squealing. And then my daughter realized it's a pup. So she immediately ran down. And then we looked around for the mother. The mother was not there. Later, I went down and then we realized there is this mother. Inky was there. And this white, beautiful mother. And this two beautiful pups. And then later on, I saw that the whole of Cooktown was there in the neighborhood. Many people were coming to feed these Inky and the two pups.
We really have some lovely people here.
I happened to mention this in the Cooktown Conscious group on Facebook because I wanted someone to adopt the pups. And then that's when I got to know Sakina, and she said she's too small to give up for adoption. So then she was there on the streets and we used to feed her.
I guess you can't take a puppy away from its mother if it's still nursing. So Inkling, Inky, Pinky and Ponky were all out on the streets, and then COVID struck and everyone went indoors and regular food sources started drying up. Offices were closed, shops were closed, people who would come outside and have lunch and maybe share their lunch with the dogs, all that came to an end. So what did you do, Vinita? How was this for you in terms of Inky and Inkling?
When this lockdown happened and the streets were empty and these dogs had no food. So I used to feed Inky, Pinky, Ponky and little Inkling. So they got very attached to me and every evening they would come for their evening meal. And I just used to feed them once a day.
You sound so very happy when you're talking about these dogs. I'm sure they were happy too. So things, I guess, went along really well until one day something really bad happened. Inkling got hit by a car.
Yes. When Inky got hit, okay, Inkling got hit. Tapsi called me, and at that time I was down with COVID and I was at my mom's place. And I was not here, physically here, to do something. Then I got in touch with my husband and he found her in the Milton Street Park at around 11 in the night. And that he had taken videos and photographs, and we saw that Inkling's leg had turned in the opposite direction.
That poor dog.
And she was in pain from 11 in the morning. So I told my husband to just feed her, but both of them refused to eat.
I guess if you're in pain and you're terrified, food is going to be the last thing on your mind.
Then I know Jude Felix. He's this famous hockey player. So I called Jude and he wouldn't answer the phone. And then at around 11 in the night, he calls me and says, "What is this, Vinita? You've called me, you know, so many times." Then Jude also used to feed Inky and Inkling. Okay, so I said, "Jude, this has happened. Do you have some painkiller with you?" He said, "No." So I gave Tapsi's number to him because Tapsi had painkiller, and he went there, collected it from her, put it on some chicken and found Inkling at around 12:30 in the night and gave it to her and tied her to a rock so that she wouldn't run when Vikas comes in the morning, no? And he was to take her to the doctor.
She's talking about Vikash Bafna, heroic rescuer of all animals, birds and reptiles. He doesn't differentiate. He is very well known in the animal rescue community here in Bangalore, and we will have him on the show soon to tell us how he goes about grabbing reluctant animals to either treat or spay. It's very dangerous work and Vikash doesn't get paid. Vinita, it must have been awful for you because you weren't able to do anything.
The whole night, like, I was praying that other dogs don't get to Inkling because she's tied to this rock. And miraculously, she was there. Nothing has had happened to her. And there was, I don't know who came early in the morning walkers. They sat with Inkling, one couple. Vikas came at 8 o'clock, put her into a van and took her away.
Vinita wasn't sure where Inkling was going, but the squad members did. She was going to CARE, Charlie's Animal Rescue Center, run by Sudha Narayanan. Now, they look after hundreds of animals, have a full-fledged hospital and staff. Inkling was put in a cast after a difficult surgery, which included gruesome pins in her leg for a while. She also had to wear an Elizabethan cone until her wounds healed. Sudha shared pictures of Inkling's progress to all of us on the squad, and then one fine day, about 2 months or so later, she was ready to come back to Cooktown. The law on street animals says that you have to return an animal exactly where you find it. Relocating a street dog causes it a lot of trauma, causes this. Now, Vinita, who had recovered from COVID by now, was waiting with open arms for Inkling. The family was ecstatic.
We were so happy. And she was not at all problematic. She knew me, you know. So it was not difficult for her to settle in.
All's well that ends well, you're thinking, right? Not so fast. The life of a streetie is never easy. And Inkling saga continues.
The new problem is the owners stay below. It's an independent house. We stay on the first floor and the owner, she's quite old, but she doesn't like dogs. The son said, okay, one dog is okay. But they realized there were two now. And this was very unplanned, you know, Inkling coming into our house. And they do bark sometimes, not always. They're not very troublesome dogs, both of them. They said that one dog is okay. But two is unacceptable and it's not negotiable even, and that you must get rid of one.
Get rid of one.
And this was the daughter-in-law who spoke to me and she said, just get rid of one, you know, put her in a home or just send her away. And I told her, like, I mean, what you're saying, I'm in shock now.
That's putting it mildly.
I mean, doesn't the earth belong to all? And why don't people realize that? And Inkling has brought in so much joy in so many lives. And she saw Inkling limping. And I told her that, you know, she had met with an accident.
So, I mean, it doesn't sound like she has a heart, this lady. So what do you suppose you're going to do next if they ask you to leave?
Yes, I'm quite confused now. I don't want to let go Inkling. Though the law is by our side, the house is theirs.
I guess that means you may have to move?
Yes, I think we will. Even before I got that thought, my husband said we must move. Our concern is Inkling. And she's never, never, ever going to go back on the street. That's for sure.
Well, we're ending this on a hopeful note. And I'm hoping that Vinita's landlady has a change of heart. If not, everyone in the Frasertown Canine Squad is certainly going to be around to help Vinita with whatever problems she may have. Because of Inkling. Because after all, Inkling is all of our responsibility. So before I go, I'd like to remind you that if you want to donate to a street dog cause, you could send money to CARE. That's charlies-care.com. Many street dog rescuers send their animals to CARE and they can always use funds. Mention you heard it on the Indie Dog on your payment and Sudha will smile. That's dog speak for Did You Know? Well, did you know that the government of India and the Supreme Court have specifically forbidden the killing of street dogs? The courts have stated that dogs are a part of the city and not belonging to someone specifically doesn't warrant that a dog be killed. Now, this isn't the case in other countries, like in the US, for example, which has kill shelters. So if they find an animal on the street, they will hold it for a short time, maybe just a week sometimes, waiting for it to get adopted. And if that doesn't happen, then the dog is killed. Of course, it's called euthanasia. But in India, this is what the court said. It needs no great learning to appreciate that dogs or animals are not encroachers on earth and there is no question of eliminating them. It is the duty of every citizen to have compassion to animals, including dogs. All state functionaries, such as municipalities, cannot ignore this obligation.